I'm going to share with you tonight something the Lord has been speaking to me about since early this morning. And it's part of this meeting that we call Thoughts on Faith and Prayer. Now, Father, I thank you, Lord God, with all my heart for the strength of your word, the power of your spirit, God, the incredible knowledge that you came to get us, to save us and to make us whole so that we could be a testimony of who you are in the earth. Would you give us eyes tonight to see and to look beyond our circumstance, our situation, to the God who created the universe with the word of his mouth and became a man and died that we might be forgiven and brought back into a living relationship with the living God. Would you help us to understand who you are, what you call us to, what you're willing to do in each of our lives? Father, I thank you with all my heart and I praise you for it in Jesus' name. I want to share with you just a couple of prayer requests that have come in before I get into the Word of God tonight. And this is from Michigan. I just came back to Christ. I committed horrible sins when I walked away from him, and I'm having a hard time believing that I'm new and forgiven. From Texas, I'm 23 years old and addicted to pornography. It has taken me to some very, very dark places, and I need help. Please pray for my soul. From Texas, I'm attracted to the fast lane and the bad boy type. I'm bored and in bad relationships. Please pray for my salvation. From Texas, I'm a habitual cheater, womanizer, and have lots of anger. Please pray for God to operate in my heart and mind and to stop manipulating. From Florida, I need deliverance from alcohol, crack, fornication, relationship backsliding. I just want to live for God. I feel like a slave. From Pennsylvania, I've been looking for a job for a year. I'm feeling desperate and defeated. I know that God has something. I need the strength from him to go on. And from Glasgow in the UK and Scotland, I'm a 25-year-old female who loves God, but I keep falling into sexual sin. Please pray that I can overcome this. Now, in Acts chapter 14, we have a story about the Apostle Paul, great, great man of God, a man touched by God, a man who went all the way with God, a man who had the ability to see things and was taken places in his understanding that very few in his generation did. He understood the heart of God. He understood the love of God. He understood the power of God. He understood the cross and what it was all about and what happened there. Paul was given an incredible revelation, and he saw certain things in his heart and in his spirit that I pray, oh God, would you give us the eyes to see these things again in our generation? Seems as if we've lost our way. Seems as if so many people are willing to study the scriptures, read the word of God, but are not willing to believe that this can actually be for me and it can be for now, that I can actually be free. I can actually be a new creation. I can actually make a difference in my generation. I can step out of powerlessness and into the power of God. I can be given a song and a mind and a testimony. Words that are not my own. Giftings that don't belong to me. They belong to God, but he's willing to share them with me. I can be a brand new person in Christ, raised up out of my weakness and brought into his strength. Paul and Barnabas, his friend, were traveling, and they were habitually being almost driven out of every place that they went because there was such a deep resistance to God, even in their day, even as we're experiencing, perhaps in our generation, there seems to be such a God resistance in society. And Paul and Barnabas came to a place called Lystra, and they said, and in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb who had never walked. Now, here's a man who had never known victory in this physical area of his life. And there's some people I'm speaking to online tonight, and even in the sanctuary, there's an area of your life you've never known victory. As long as you can remember, this has been part of you, a weakness, something that makes you feel so unholy, unwhole, unusable, unloved. Like there's no plan, there's no purpose of God for your life. And every time you are tempted to even believe God, there's that voice that comes back but says, but look at this area of your life. You've never had victory. As long back as you can remember, you've been a slave to this. Do you think you'll ever be free? Do you think that God will ever use you? That's what this man was going through. He'd never walked. But this man, it says, heard Paul speaking. He heard something. Because Paul's theology was all about Jesus Christ. Paul's theology, when you read it, was about the cross of Jesus Christ, the victory of the cross of Jesus Christ. The fact that in Christ, we are already in him. If we choose to open our hearts to him, we go actually with him to the right hand of God, where he sits in all power, all authority, where every name that is named in this world and in the world to come is in subjection to him. Paul had the revelation that we are who open our hearts, become the place where he chooses to dwell inside of us. We become what the Bible calls the temple of the Holy Spirit. That place where God dwells, where there's a continuous worship service going on inside of us, whether we acknowledge it or not, there's this continuous praise in the heart that knows God. We don't have to go to church to praise him. We are the church. You might not be able to get out of your home some days for whatever reason, but you can honestly say, I've been to church today. Because God is inside the temple. And he and I had an incredible praise service all day today. We sang. We clapped. He heard Paul speaking about the reality of the promises of God. As we opened the service tonight and talked about the fact that mountains can be moved in the name of Jesus. We heard Pastor Patrick get up and talk about Jesus, touch a woman who had for 18 years was bent over, couldn't stand up straight. And he said immediately as he touched her, she stood up straight. Not partially whole, not a little bit whole, but completely whole. Touched by the power of God. Now he heard Paul speaking. Paul, observing him intently, Paul was watching this man who had never walked. This man who had never known victory in this physical area of his life. Now, it's a type of a spiritual areas in people's lives as well. He had just never known victory. But Paul is watching him as he's speaking about the cross, about Christ, about the resurrection. That's all Paul ever spoke about. As he's talking about his own encounter with God, as Pastor Patrick did tonight. On the way to persecute the church, a blinding light coming from heaven, knocking him to the ground, so bright, so brilliant, it took away his sight for 3 days. He stood trembling. He heard a voice saying, Paul, why are you standing against me? Why are you pushing against who I am? And Paul said, who is it, Lord? I am Jesus whom you are persecuting, the voice said to him. It's hard to push against that which I'm bringing your way to prod you to understand who I am and the fact that I have called you to walk with me. And immediately Paul prayed and said, Lord, what would you have me do? The Lord led him into the city, and it was soon after he experienced his very first miracle. A man called Ananias, a disciple who was just in prayer, was sent to the house where Paul was staying and put his hands on him. And his blindness was taken away. It says like scales fell from his eyes. He now understood not only who God was, the incredible mercy of God, the calling of God, but he understood the power of God. And as he was preaching about it, as he was talking about it, as I am to you tonight, Christ has transformed my life. Do you understand? I didn't just agree with a set of facts and I'm presenting these facts to you. I entered into a relationship with God, the living God who set me free, the living God who gave me his Holy Spirit, the living God who called me to do what I do today, the living God who took me out of fear and has sent me around the world. That's who I'm talking about tonight. And Paul could say the same thing. I've seen him. I've walked with him. I know his power. I know what he can do. I know what was accomplished at the cross. Paul wrote it down. Paul was preaching it, I'm sure. When Jesus rose from the grave and died on that cross, he said he took the enemy's weaponry and spread it out and showed this whole world that the devil has no power anymore. I have stripped him of his power. this man heard Paul speaking, and Paul looked at him intently, examined. There was something in the man's face. There was something in his eyes. He was God-gripped. Have you ever been in a place like that? I've been in that place a few times in my life where a preacher is preaching and I'm God-gripped. And the reality suddenly hits you. God is speaking to me. He's using a man or a woman, whatever the case is, but God is, and suddenly the person disappears. I remember the first time I ever heard this verse, with God, all things are possible. I remember sitting in a church and thinking, is that true? It is true. All things are possible. That means there's no barriers anymore. That means the box that I was built around me and my childhood is now gone. That means there's nothing can contain me on the left or right, behind or before. That means whatever God has for my life, that's what will be. And Paul looked at him and saw that he had the faith to be healed. Amazing. This man was not playing games. He was not sitting there with the folded arms and the oblong smiles you sometimes get when you preach. That poor you look. No, he was looking. Maybe leaning forward as far as he could, listening. And Paul looked at him and realized faith had come into his heart. Remember, we talked about have faith in God. For truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed. May I add from me? Be cast into the sea. Shall not doubt in his heart, but believes that the things that he says will come to pass. He will have whatever he says or she says. It's amazing. There comes a point in life where we either believe that or we don't. If we don't believe it, then we get what we don't believe. Nothing. Knowledge without power. Isn't that what the Bible says? The last days, won't it be characterized by people who are just accumulating knowledge without power? I'd rather be dumb and believe what God speaks to me. And Paul, perceiving he had the faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand up straight on your feet. That's the second time we've heard that from the Lord tonight. He touched her and she straightened up. Stand up straight. He didn't say, hey, is there a couple guys around here who could help this man to his feet? He's never walked. Obviously, his legs are very weak and the muscles are malformed, if they're formed at all. There's deficiency there. He just didn't say, stand up crooked, grab a railing, see if you can get up. How do you feel now? Are you wobbly? He said, stand up straight. Stand up straight. And the Bible says he leaped. He didn't just stand up, he leaped. And he began to walk. And so here's my word for you tonight. It's as simple as Paul to this man. I know there are people tonight sitting in your apartment. You're sitting in your kitchen, maybe even here in the sanctuary. And you've been lame in this area for so long. And the word of God comes to you tonight. It says, stand up straight. Stand up and begin to walk. Stand up and begin to rejoice. Stand up. You are not going to be a lame man the rest of your life, a lame woman. This area of your life is not going to dominate you for the rest of your life. Stand up and begin to walk. Hallelujah. 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 Some people live just to get free from the pain or the limitations of the moment, not understanding God has so much more for you than that. He leaped up and he began to walk. He has a calling on your life. But there comes a point where you have to make the choice. Do I stay where I am? Or do I get up in the power of God and walk out of that relationship? Walk away from that addiction. Turn off that internet. Do I just get up in the power of God and forgive my enemies? Do I get up in the power of God and do what only God can do in my life? And not only get up, but get up and leap. Not only get up, but get up and walk and begin to give God glory for what he's done in my life. Praise God. It's time for the church of Jesus Christ to stand up again. To stand up. We've laid down and licked our wounds for too long. Jesus Christ is a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a savior. You know my story. I suffered from fear for 9 years. Terrible, paralyzing fear. Dominated my life and had my future secure. I was doomed to be stuck in that prison for the rest of my days. There's no amount of counseling, no amount of pills, no amount of anything was going to ever get me out of that. But I read the Word of God. And I read a promise in the Word of God. Of God be for us, who can be against us? Written by the Apostle Paul, nonetheless. And I believed what I wrote. And I went down into my living room when I felt one of these horrific attacks coming on my life that had paralyzed me, made me afraid of crowds, made me afraid of people. I went into my living room and I stood the devil to the face. There's a moment in your life where you've got to stand up. I didn't cower. I wasn't standing there bowed. I stood up. I said, Satan, you throw at me everything you've got. You can only kill me if God allows you. And if he does, I'm going to heaven. So I win either way. You throw at me now everything you've got. But I said, I throw back at you what I now have. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I resist you. And I began to leap in my heart because the power of God touched me from my feet through my legs, through my torso and out the top of my head. Almost 40 years ago, completely set free. I've traveled the world telling people what God has done for me, he can do for you. Not only did I stand up straight, but I began to leap. God filled me with his Holy Spirit, literally leaping. I came home one night. I walked into my kitchen. I said to my wife, Pastor Teresa, listen to this. I was in uniform. I'd just come in. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost on duty, folks. I walked in. I began to speak in other tongues. Then I ran out in the field and I was leaping and jumping and shouting and singing. It was after midnight. My wife sat in the kitchen and she said, my husband has lost his mind. He snapped. But when she saw the transformation, when she saw the change, when she saw the fire, when she saw the power, she said in her heart, he may have lost his mind, but whatever he's got, I want that too. Praise be to God. I didn't know how people get filled with the Spirit, so I took her one night. I said, you got to come to where I was. It was a halfway house, a whole bunch of guys out of prison laid hands on me, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost. I said, I got to bring you there because that's the way it happens, I guess. I got to bring you there. And we were driving. She said it was so scary. She said you'd have one hand in the air, your eyes would be closed, and you'd be praising God. I could see just a little bit out of one eye. She was sitting beside me. I put my hand on top of her head. The Holy Spirit was all over me. And I said, God, this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. I said, God, I ask you in Jesus' name tonight. I didn't think he could do it right there. I said, tonight, do for her what you did for me. And she was filled with the Holy Ghost right there. Praise be to God. And I'm not ashamed of the power of God. I'm not ashamed of the way God works. I'm not ashamed of the Holy Spirit. I'm not ashamed of God. I'm not ashamed of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. And so I say to you tonight, stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Glory to your holy name. Glory, glory to your holy name.